Hello. Thank you for co-creating with us. What is the difference between a cord and entanglement?
A cord where you're attached when you cut cords?
Yes.
So that's an energetic form. That's a visualization like many energetic tools that you use to help the psyche align to that which you are desiring. And so you use your imagination so powerfully when you picture things like that. And one of the things we have noticed that many people cut cords, but what do you do with the loose ends? We've always, always directed home to have the cords come back to nourish our own physical being. And so it's not that you're literally cutting an energetic cord to anybody, it's that you're using your imagination in a way to empower your psyche to accept, your personality to accept, your emotional body to accept. It's almost the way that you would consider ceremony or ritual to create an alignment within all aspects of your being to letting go. It is very difficult here on this planet to let go. So if you would play in a much larger perspective, you are connected to everything, to all that is. And so there would never be cords that you need to cut. But in earth form, where you can get entangled in a negative way, also a positive way, but you can get entangled in a negative way, and not move into a more expansive state. That is when visualizing the energy tools that you've asked about are very helpful, inviting the analytical mind, the psyche, the imagination, to influence the emotional body and the personality to have a better, more expanded experience.
So when you do cut cords, you're really empowering yourself, not trying to cut yourself from another person.
Exactly. Not really cutting the energy field that connects everything, but you're using representation, and again, the power of the imagination to invite the earth personality, the ego, the emotional body, to have a more expansive experience of freedom.
Very good.
Very good questions all.